Hello, my people, my clan, my tribe. This is the Enlightened Collective. And if you're listening to my voice right now, guess what? It means you're a part of it. Welcome to the revelation. Hey, I wanted to spread love and tell everybody about our sponsor for today's show. It is the Cam Bud Store. www.cam-budstore, .com, and this is Autism Awareness Month, and they're doing massive work creating awareness on autism, how it affects our youth, and how it affects the families that raise those youths. So check them out. Show your support. Whew. Today's show. As I am cooking it up in my brain, I've done massive research and study about it. Like, this is what I want to say. And every time I try to plot it out, it shifts on me. It changes on me. And I wonder why. This show, it will be different. It is brand new for me. Normally when I get on here, I know where it's going. Maybe that's good, because in life, one thing that we cannot account for is change. Everything is going to change. And what was before might not be that way ever again. So you can't kind of get used to it. You have to embrace the paradigm of change. Anyway, I wanted to let you guys know to stand your ground. When you make up your mind, you know, in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill said that the most successful people, they make up their minds quickly and they change their minds, if they ever do it, very slowly. But the unsuccessful people, they make up their minds very slowly and they're constantly changing. Lack of decision, or what we call procrastination, is the enemy of success. Napoleon Hill wrote that. We are faced with a lot of different priorities, a lot of different programs, a lot of different things. You know, we have real life and reality. We need to take care of ourselves. As I want to say his name is Abraham Maslow, put in his hierarchy of needs, is to make sure that we're fed, we're clothed, and we have shelter, the basis. And those things trigger fighting us like none other. When we're out here dealing with other people, we kind of have to deal. You have to deal. You have to become a master of the art of the deal. Our jobs, our the places we go to do business with, it's like they have an upper hand on us. Like, we need what they got, and they know they can treat you any kind of way. And some people, they don't have what I like to call a standard of discipline. They go with the golden rule, not the one from the Bible. It's he who has the gold makes the rules. A lot of people want to believe that I'm going to treat you the way I want to be treated. And we operate in good faith most times that that is the way that the person that you're dealing with is going to act. They're going to treat you the way they will want to be treated. And a lot of times that is not the case. Power does not relent or release power. It wants more power. And it wants you to know that the power is not yours. What you have to learn is you need to stand your ground. You were created. You were beautifully and wonderfully made. You can either overcome, run through, run around, or get under any challenge. You don't have to stand in agreement. You know, I caught this verse from Lauryn Hill in this song "Woman Cry" on the Heart of They Found Fall soundtrack. I fell for that CD. They got so many jewels of knowledge and wisdom in their lyrics. Sometimes we, you know, the Bible said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. You can learn from almost any situation if you're looking to learn. That's one of the things that the law of attraction